This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. Probably a look inside my neck, too, because Ever just threw a pin and hit me in the throat. So
it was a pencil.
Oh, sure enough, it was a pencil. But we're back this week.
It's Saturday again, time for another episode of Surreal Talk.
Yes, the new installment of Surreal Talk.
New installment, go on, go back to that. What's that all about?
This is the new installment, you know, it's just the new episode of
the new episode. I gotta turn the gain up on my mic. It's fucking too far down. I'm sorry.
Well, then
tell them what we're talking about today, and I'm gonna go turn a knob.
Well, before I tell them what we're talking about today, I wanna go right back to last week. AI. Everett and I felt like we kicked that show's ass. I liked it. He liked it. We were pretty happy with it, and I don't know why we decided to talk about that again.
But I'm glad it didn't devolve into a discussion of robots taking over the world and how the fuck they're going to subjugate us and kill us. I mean, that's what those discussions always turn into.
Well, right, and it's not
that Skynet takes over.
Right, like, are we going to be in, like, some sort of camps breaking rocks for, you know, but why would robots want us to break rocks?
Hey, man.
Never mind. Anyway.
Even robots need roads, I guess. I don't know. That doesn't make sense.
No, they probably fly.
They probably don't. All right, this week.
This week.
We are talking about Nostradamus, Michelle de Le... fucking it up.
Michelle, huh?
Yeah, Michelle.
Michelle
de Nostradamus, born in December of 1503 in France. So Nostradamus, by trade, was a physician.
So he was a doctor.
A doctor, pretty much. Though he did get in some shit earlier in his career. He started actually trying to create his own medicines, which is, even back then, highly looked down upon if you are in fact a doctor.
Wow.
The thought being is, well, if you have the interest to make medicine, you got to have the interest to test medicine, and if you're a doctor and have patients, you're going to test this medicine you're making on your patients. So even to this day, they have that same kind of rule. Don't do that. This is why it was a three.
So we're just doing the who, the what about Nostradamus. So the theory with Nostradamus is that he made all these predictions. He wrote the book called
Basically, Lay Prophecies. I don't know.
It was a big fucking book of prophecies. But anyways, it had like 356 quatrains or something like that.
The first version of it, yeah.
And they were, a lot of people go back and they read this book and they try to associate these quatrains. And in my personal opinion, people look a lot...
Well, they're all open for interpretation. And there's a lot of them that have been famously interpreted to events in history so that it looks like Nostradamus predicted this shit. I guess the point of today's show is we're going to go over some of the more famous predictions of Nostradamus and go on if we see if we agree or disagree from what the text is and where they took it.
Okay, so let's start out right now with 10 that actually came true. And I wouldn't even say that these actually came true, okay?
So we're both kind of the skeptic today, aren't we?
Yeah. And now this is from howtolucid.com. So
howtolucid.com.
Yeah, no, so but these are this is that's why I said I don't really feel like but none of these came true. Anyway, so the 9/11 attacks. The actual quatrain that it was referring to is volcanic fire from the center of the earth will cause trembling around the new city.
Center of the earth?
Two great rocks will make war for a long time. Then Arethusa will redden a new river. In the year 1999, in the seventh month, from the sky will come the king of terror, bringing back to life the great king of the Mongols before and after. Mars to reign by good fortune.
So that's a couple quatrains actually there put
yes.
together.
Yeah, that's two.
So what they're claiming there is that you can get rid of the whole 1999 thing. Fuck it, he was off by a few years.
Well, and then the seventh month, well, we know that we go by the Gregorian calendar now, but they went by the
Julian calendar
back then, and the seventh month back then would actually be September.
True. And do you know how he actually came up with his dates in the first place?
I suppose you're going to tell me, though.
So he was an amateur astronomer, too. He actually calculated the dates of where this should happen by when he was looking into his visions. He'd note the position of the stars and the planets, and they could only be in certain places at certain times. So that's how he would use the stars to calculate when this
That's fucking smart. So, break side note, I think it's real fucking cool how back then people could be good. They were good at a lot of shit. You know what I mean? Like he was a physician, an astronomer, a fucking psychic, a charlatan. He's a lot of different things. Like now,
that's pretty common back in the day.
I mean, you know, you got enough job skills back then. Like if you was in today's world, hell, you got 4, 5, 7, 10 different career choices. You could be 100K a piece. You know what
Some
I mean?
Some people are still like that.
You know,
I consider myself similar to that. Actually, I can do a lot of different shit.
I know. It's always about you. I know.
Well, this is the Everett Show.
Is that what we're calling it?
From now on.
Oh, okay. Anyway, but no, you know what I mean? Like, I just think that that's cool that people were very, I don't know, multi-talented. It's a rarity these days. Sorry, yeah. Never mind. Anyways.
Fair enough. It's probably always been a rarity.
Right.
It's just you only hear about those people that are
They're the only ones that make the big history.
The exceptional people.
Yeah, no shit, right? Yeah. Anyways, thus being why it's rare. So, you know, the two great rocks will make war for a long time.
Yeah, so I don't even get that. What great two rocks?
I mean, you could make that into a bunch.
Two
continents? That's what's fucked up about.
Two countries are referred to as rocks?
Right. Well, that's what's fucked up about this. So you could make the two great rocks be the Twin Towers, make war for a long time because they were blown up. We're going to have war for a long time. The two great rocks could be America and the Middle East, like Persia. You know what I mean? Because that's where they could be calling it out of.
It could be interpreted wrong, and he could have been talking about the two bombs dropped in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Granted, there are other quatrains people associate with those two events.
Right, but I don't see how you can just make these two quatrains. Now, don't get me wrong, just because I'm on this website, the four I checked out, the four websites that contributed the 9/11 attacks, you know, saying that he predicted them, they all use these exact same quatrains. So that it's not like they're different on which ones they're using to identify the 9/11 attacks. But another thing that was interesting was it says, from the sky will come the great king of terror. So that's, you know,
people are thinking
Bin Laden. You know, that's what they're
saying. He's the leader of Al-Qaeda or the Taliban. No, it's Al-Qaeda, not the Taliban. Taliban's an Afghanistan thing.
Yes. Yeah. So anyway, around the new city, they're saying that was New York. It is believed that this quatrain is a prediction of the 9/11 attacks, with the two great rocks referring to the war between the United States of America and terrorism from the east. The volcanic fire from the center of the earth is a reference to the Twin Towers burning to the ground. And, of course, the dates were a bit off because he predicted that the events would occur in the year 1999, and which they only occurred 2 years later. I mean,
I mean
600 years. I think that's a small margin of error, right? Yeah. I mean,
that's good stuff.
Two years. I'm giving you that. I'm giving you that. You know what I mean?
I do.
I'll call it. That's close enough for me. No, I'm not. It's not close enough for me. I don't believe this shit. There's some small errors and naysayers. Yeah,
listen to you coming at it hard, like I don't believe this crazy shit.
Just,
Jet fuel can't melt steel beams, but I don't believe this.
That's not funny.
All right, sorry.
another one, the French Revolution. So they're attributing a couple of quatrains that are down here to the French Revolution. Another one of Nostradamus's extremely accurate predictions is about the French Revolution. Check out the two quatrains that relate to it below. From the enslaved people, songs, chants, and demands. The princes and lords are held captive in prisons. In the future, by such headless idiots, these will be taken as divine utterances. Before the war comes, the Great Wall will fall. The king will be executed. His death coming too soon will be lamented. The guards will swim in blood. Near the River Seine, the soil will be bloodied. Yeah, so I don't really get how they're equating that to the French Revolution, but they say that
The French Revolution, they cut off a lot of heads, didn't they?
Like a guillotine. I mean, is that right?
Yeah, they did.
So it says in the quatrains, he speaks of storming of the Bastille prison, which was located in the Seine River, which was a site for criminal execution. There you go. The site marked the end of the guillotine and the beginning of the revolution. Yeah, cutting off all the heads. So Everett was right.
I've been hanging out with Armand.
Ever, ladies and gentlemen, PhD in history.
Thank you. I've been hanging out with Armand, though. I did This Day in History the other
day. Armand's a smart dude. Like,
if he didn't try to fuck everything.
Right. Like, if you could just get his dick out of the equation and just, like, use his head, head. Like, that dude's smart.
Yeah.
A lot of knowledge there.
He's a goddamn doctor. What do you want?
Right.
So,
anyway. So Hitler in World War II. So this one is, I guess, attributing these couple quatrains to Hitler and World War II, the two greatest ones of Asia and Africa, from the Rhine and the Lower Danube, they will be said to have come. Cries, tears at Malta and the Ligurian side. From the depths of the west of Europe, a young child will be born of poor people. He who by his tongue will seduce a great troop, his fame will increase towards the realm of the east. Beast, ferocious from hunger, will swim across rivers. The greater one will cause it to be dragged in an iron cage when the Germany child will observe nothing. Just as Nostradamus had predicted, Hitler was the leader born of poor people, and he often gave moving speeches that convinced many to pledge their allegiance to him. And you see that all the time. I mean, when you watch documentaries about Hitler.
Everybody knows he was a great,
He was a very good public speaker. He's captivating, I assume, right? Like, you're watching, like, damn, this guy makes sense.
Well, let me put it to you like this. He convinced the whole country to start wiping out an entire race.
Yeah,
your buddy.
Convinced him of, fuck off. Convinced him of, you know,
and it's
genocide.
True, too, what he said about how he'll gain fame in the East. The Japanese really were enamored with Hitler in World War II. Think about it, they were part of the Axis.
Yeah.
They were really enamored with Hitler. Something like that.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I wonder how that think about that if you're Italy and Japan. World War II, you're in the Axis. Somebody's like, yeah, you're buddies with Germany. They're wiping out all these Jews, right? How do you come back to that?
It's not me. It was him.
Reports of that, I can't corroborate.
Yeah,
that.
Nobody can confirm those. So that's what that one is. You know, take it how you want it. I'm not too much with Nostradamus.
I was actually reading the centuries, as they're called, the way he laid out all of his quatrains.
Right.
These quatrains are picked just strangely out of context in the middle of them. So
the book is actually laid out in predictions in time. So, like, he's got it laid out to predictions for the
17th, 18th. Like, one to the next, you can usually tell what he's talking about going, you know, it kind of goes in an order, yeah.
So it flows together, but...
I'll post a link on the group later.
So Everett and I's problem here is what they do is they pick these quatrains out of the middle of different shit, and then they'll put two quatrains together and try to associate them with an event that happened in history. And because it talks about something that could... be like, the words look the same as what happened. They just will, we don't like it because it's not in order. They're taking it completely out of context and trying to make it sound like something that it's not.
Yeah, let me read the first two quatrains from Century One, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Quatrain One, sitting alone at night in secret study, it is placed on a brass tripod.
That's like Edgar Allan Poe-ish right there. Yeah. That was good.
A slight flame comes out of the emptiness and makes successful that which would not be believed in vain. Quatrain 2. The wand in the hand is placed in the middle of the tripod's legs. With water, he sprinkles both... I fucked it up. With water, he sprinkles both the hem of his garment and his foot. A voice, fear, he trembles in his robes. Divine splendor, the god sits nearby. He talks about the tripod twice in a row, but see, that's what I mean. It's like, what is tripod?
It's like a midget.
The fuck, man.
Little people, I'm sorry.
Anyway. It's a shit show, anyway. Yeah.
Well, here, do me a favor. Since you got it pulled up, look up Century 2, Quatrain 28.
No, but I wanted to make this point.
Okay, make the point.
So say he is seeing the future. Say he's looking through a veritable portal, a mirror that is...
A crystal ball
that he sees into the future. How would you describe shit 500 years in the future from now? I was talking to April about this earlier today. I was like, think about this. You look into a portal... 500 years in the future, and you want to describe something that you see. So he described tanks as great iron beasts, right?
Okay.
I'll take my word for it. He did.
Okay.
So imagine you look into the future, and you see what is a war machine in the future. You'd be something like, there it was, a shimmering veil of nothingness protecting the men inside.
Let's just
down from above.
Let's like go easier than that, because let's try, instead of trying to imagine things that we will have any idea about, let's just go back to where Nostradamus was and try to imagine something like a cell phone. Or a computer. How do you describe something like that?
A terminal. For instance, a terminal. What is that person doing staring at that? Are they... Yeah.
What about a mall? Or a car? Or an escalator?
A mall?
Great,
they had malls
a
back
great
then.
Brass beast with four rolling wheels. You know, I mean, how do you... They had a mall? They had malls? Escalators?
Yeah, like it is a weapon.
No, that's a mail.
No, there was a mall. M-A-U-L.
Oh, okay. That's not the... That's no. A mace. Medieval weaponry, at least we know some of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, look up Century 2, Quatrain 28 for me, will you please? Because
yeah,
this is the one that has to do with Princess Diana's death.
Century 2, Quatrain 28. Would you like it in the Edgar Allan Poe?
Yes, please. Edgar Allan Poe voice.
Quatrain 28. The penultimate of the surname of the prophet. Will take Diana Thursday for his day in rest. He will wander far because of a frantic head and delivering a great people from subjection.
Subject, yeah. Yeah, so that one's supposed to be predicting the death of Princess Diana. And the surname of the prophet is believed to refer to the name Muhammad, which is symbolic of Arabic descent, just like Dodi Al-Fayed, Diana's boyfriend. Boyfriend I'm not with, that was her driver. This is not factual.
Well, maybe you're 29, because it kind of makes a little bit of sense. The Easterner will leave his seat to pass the Apennine Mountains to see Gaul. He will transpire the sky, the waters, and the snow, and everyone will be struck with his rod.
So no, because it's talking about the Easterner, the guy of Arabic descent,
which is the driver.
He will leave his seat. Did he get ejected? I don't know. That classless to say, to ask.
Well, this isn't a Princess Diana episode. This is a fucking
very true
astronomical episode. And check those facts.
No shit, right? But anyway, so on one hand, it's believed to refer to Sunday, the day when Diana and Dodi died, as well as indicating the fact that Diana was taken on her final day of rest. So his day of rest has double meaning. Yeah,
is it Sunday or
reach.
Is it?
It is a fucking reach.
Well, it's anytime you go to a clairvoyant, you got to, if you're going to believe that one of them out there is real, that's fine. There might be. But most of them are going to be charlatans who are using generalities or generalizations to make you think. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. someone with blonde hair born in the first six months of the year.
Yeah, it's like Miss Cleo saying that your good things are coming for you next week. And then,
it's fortune cookie bullshit? Is that what you're saying?
It's fortune cookie.
Like we both got the same fortune cookie. You know what I mean? How is that possible?
Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to pause and interject here for a minute. It's funny to see the transformation in you and I, how from when this show started. And I wouldn't say that this is a skeptics podcast now, but it's more like, I'm going to give this conspiracy a shot, but you got to bring it, conspiracy.
We said this last week, didn't we?
No.
I think we did.
Did we?
I think we said this exact same thing last week. It must be on your mind.
Yeah, well, it's due to the fact that I'm just not buying what Nostradamus is, you know, selling me here.
Keep going. Let's hear some more of his predictions.
Okay, so this one is about the atomic bomb. And, you know, that's so vague. So what, he just predicted that we were going to have a great weapon, and he predicted we were going to use it in war? I don't know.
Guess, I mean,
here's where it says. Near the gates, I'll do Edgar Allan Poe, or at least my best
here we
tradition.
Go.
Near the gates and within two cities, there will be scourges of the like of which I've never seen. Famine within plague, people put out by steel, crying to the great immortal God for relief.
Yours is much more evil.
Yeah?
I feel like mine was more like...
That was almost Sith Lordish, wasn't it? That sounded like Darth Plagueis.
I'm thinking hellish.
Hellboy?
No, I'm not hellish. I don't know, demonic.
Oh, okay.
I don't like Jay's brother, but...
But yeah, so that was the
read it one more time so I can actually pay attention to the words.
Not the voice. Near the gates and within two cities, there will be scourges the likes of which has never seen. Famine within plague, people put out by steel, crying to the great immortal God for relief.
See, I don't see how you get bombs out of there.
Right. So in the year 1945, the United States dropped the atomic bomb on the two Japanese cities in Nagasaki and Hiroshima, as we all know, devastating the lives of millions of people.
Heard of it.
Put out by steel obviously refers to the atomic bomb.
How is that?
Right. This person obviously doesn't know what a fucking atomic bomb is.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make any sense at all.
Is there steel in it? Yeah, there's a casing, and it is steel probably. I'm sure of that. But that's not what... Anyway, this fucking Nostradamus is making me upset. Indicates the grief experienced by the Japanese people after the event, you know, crying to the great immortal God for relief. It's indicative of the grief that they experienced, which,
okay,
whatever.
That's closer than the bomb, the steel.
Now, you believe, I've had an issue with every single one of these, and these are the articles that are 10 predictions that turned out to be true.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the ones that are going to be debunked.
I can't wait for that either.
Right. He will come to travel to the corner of... Okay, no, this is the moon landing. The moon landing, ladies and gentlemen. This is Nostradamus predicting the moon landing.
Ooh.
I can't help but be... I'm getting condescending.
Just do it. I mean, fuck you.
He will come to travel... Right. He will come to travel to the corner of Luna, where he will be captured and put in a strange land, the unripe fruits to be subject of great scandal, great blame, to one great praise.
I get that. So that's, yeah, they went to the moon and they came back to a land that didn't believe it. And they said the moon landing was a hoax that was done by the guy, Stanley Kubrick. That's what that was all about. He saw the whole moon
landing. Did you get that from what I just said, or did you read ahead?
No, that's what I just got from reading, from what you just said.
That's your own theory?
That's my own theory.
All right, so what do we got here? I got five on that. I'll go five on that.
Okay, well, right. What do you got?
He will come to travel to the corner of Luna. This quatrain is prediction of the 69 Apollo 11 moon mission, which was led by Neil Armstrong, with Luna referring to the moon, which I'm with it. The unripe fruits to be subject of great scandal, great blame, to one great praise. These two lines refer to the rivalry between mission commander and first man on the moon, Neil Armstrong. Ooh, I didn't know there was a rivalry between mission
commander.
Neither
did I.
That's interesting. I bet he did too. And Buzz Aldrin, who was the second man on the moon. Aldrin's resentment at not being the first man on the moon led to actions that later disgraced him in the eyes of his peers. Yeah. So he
predicted salt between two guys that went to the moon. I mean,
the moon landing one. I'm not. You know what? Strike that one. I'm not even going with the moon landing one.
So far, you're firmly on the if it's Nostradamus or Nostradumbass, as we're calling this episode. You're firmly on Nostradumbass.
Yeah, he's a liar and a fat mouth. Fuck him.
Liar and a fat mouth. Keep going. I'm finding these.
Okay, so the death of the Kennedy brothers. This one was, yes. We watched a little bit about this.
The great man
will be struck down in the day by a thunderbolt, an evil deed foretold by the bearer of a petition. Another falls at nighttime. Conflict at Rheims, London, and a pestilence in Tuscany. Okay, so...
So the last line makes no goddamn sense. London and Tuscany have nothing to do with it.
Nothing at all. So U.S. President John F. Kennedy was assassinated by gunshot, a.k.a. Thunderbolt, in 1963 during noontime, whereas his brother Robert Kennedy was shot 5 years later at 1 a.m. Oh, the other falls at nighttime, so that's the 1 a.m. One falls in day, one falls at night.
They are both great men. I don't know why it has to be those two particular brothers. I mean... Why not throw in, you could have said Martin Luther King was shot during the day. He was shot in the morning. But it wasn't brothers. It was great men. That was the quatrain. Reread the quatrain.
The great man will be struck down. Another falls. It doesn't even say.
Yeah, it doesn't say they're brothers.
No, it says the great man will be struck down in the day. Another falls at night. It doesn't even say the other is a great man also.
It doesn't say another great man also. It just says another. Another guy's going to die at night someday.
Boy, that one came true. Okay, you know what? That one came true. Another guy did die at night sometime.
Nailed it.
Okay, that's it. It's official. Nostradamus is, that's legit. He got it. And then the same year JFK was shot, 1963, student riots broke out in London and Paris, and the city of Florence experienced a great flood in 68, which the same year Robert Kennedy was shot. These events led to local fear and perceived plague would hit the city. Why would they think plague hit the city? So the London fire. Okay, so this one was kind of interesting, the London fire one.
This is another prediction he made?
This is the London fire. There's another prediction that he made. The blood of the just will be demanded of London, burnt by the fire in the year 66. So here Nostradamus successfully predicted the actual year of the Great London Fire, which occurred in 1666. As he predicted, the blood of the just will be demanded. Six people died during the fire, as well as thousands of mites and rats who carried the Black Death plague, which had killed many in Europe. Fire saw the end of this plague in London. According to the sources, the fire lasted 5 days and destroyed more than 13,000 homes and 87 churches. So he said in the year 66, and there was a big fire in London in 1666. So that's probably the closest one so far.
Yeah.
That's the London fire is probably.
I'm gonna give him credit for that one.
You are going to give him credit for that one?
God, if we're giving him credit for anything, it's that one.
It's that one. Okay. Yep. Right. So the death of King Henry II. The young lion will overcome the older one. On the field of combat, in a single battle, he will pierce his eyes through a golden cage. Two wounds made one. Then he dies a cruel death.
Damn.
Do you remember watching the Nostradamus documentary when we were kids and it showed these two jousting and one dude got hit in the eye and his joust splintered and that was the...
Do you remember this when we were kids?
I remember this exact
remember
Nostradamus
12 episodes of Unsolved Mysteries. You know, that had to deal with Nostradamus.
No.
NBC, remember back when we were kids, though? NBC would run the Nostradamus special.
That's what I'm talking about. This was this. So, yeah. And like,
carry
remember,
on, then.
Okay, so in the year 1559, Nostradamus warned King Henry II about his impending doom, cautioning him against participating in any violent jousting. Needless to say, the king ignored the seer's warnings, partaking in the contest with Comte Montgomery, 6 years his junior, which resulted in his death. Toward the end of the fight, Montgomery's lance got shattered, and one of his pieces pierced the king's temple while the other tore through his eye. Unfortunately, King Henry only died 10 days later after suffering great pain, meaning that he'd really die a cruel death. Yeah, so.
Okay, he may have nailed that one.
Yeah, so that one's pretty close too. That was why I remembered that, because
I mean, it could fit in anywhere. The young lion will overcome the older one. I mean, obviously that's usually the way it goes. The young defeats the old and takes his place.
Now he will pierce his eyes through a golden cage. Now look at that, and I'm not saying all, but
did he have
the jousting
on?
Cages had screens.
Did he have golden?
I was saying he's a king. Maybe I mean, it could be gold, could be brass. Brass might look gold back then, you know.
Who's to say?
Right, I mean, so that could be
close. I don't know why
you'd
wear gold for armor, though. It's not really, really hard metal. I guess maybe he didn't think anybody'd be fucking
challenging him to a jousting competition.
Or
right.
If they did, putting a lance in his face.
Right.
I am king.
Okay, so for the last one on this page is the rise of Napoleon. Nostradamus predicted the rise of Napoleon. Paine Laurens will be more of fire than of blood.
This was kind of one of my favorite ones.
To swim in praise, the great one to flee to the confluence. He will refuse entry to the pious, the depraved ones, and the durance will keep them imprisoned. So in this prophecy, Nostradamus predicted Napoleon's rise to eminence with the line, more fire than blood, referring to his fervent conquest of power. When you unscramble the letters, oh wait a minute, we're unscrambling fucking letters now.
So yeah,
Jesus Christ, when you unscramble the letters, Paine Laurens, you get Paul Napoleon Manuel. Bonaparte or Napoleon Roy.
No, you get Napoleon Roy, which is King Napoleon in French.
Therefore, he successfully predicted Napoleon's rise of power in his eventual influence. Okay, so why didn't he say this is a letter puzzle? You gotta, these are mixed up.
He did. He capitalized them all, like from National Treasure Book of Secrets. There's something amiss here with these capitalized letters. Unscramble this part. Think about it. Nicolas Cage would have figured this out. Nicolas Cages of history.
Nicolas Cage would have figured this out.
The Nicolas Cages of history figured out all of Nostradamus.
Old Nostradamus, huh?
Keep going.
Now that was it on his true fucking.
Yeah.
On that one. So there's a couple more though on a different one that these are all specific predictions for 2018.
Ooh.
Yeah, so these are Nostradamus.
We'll come back in 2019 and let you know if this happened.
Right, but the problem that I have with this is that none of these show the quatrains associated with them. So they can say this all day and it's not giving any quatrains to them. So,
well, this is horse shit.
Yeah, that's kind of shit.
Give us one or two.
The great eruption of Mount Vesuvius. For 2018, Nostradamus has predicted a great volcanic eruption.
Happening again?
The volcano in question is Mount Vesuvius in Italy, and it will shake the earth every 5 minutes, killing between 6,000 and 16,000 people.
Jeez,
I wish it had the quatrain associated with that, because that would be funny to make fun of. Sorry. Humans will speak to animals.
That'd be cool. In 2018.
Facepalm. We had that. Dr. Doolittle. It was a fucking movie in the 90s. You don't remember? Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, it was a remake, actually, of Jerry Lee.
Jerry Lee Lewis, yeah.
Yeah, who just died. Not Jerry Lee Lewis. Jerry Lewis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
He just died.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I seen that.
Yeah.
Mandela. No, anyway. Humans will speak to animals. Nostradamus predicted that the pigs will befriend humans. Those who have read Nostradamus' predictions suggest that this is a sign of scientific advancement. Genetic mutation will enable humans to communicate verbally with their animal. Whoa, hang on. Hold the fuck up here.
I wish I saw this quatrain.
Hold up.
I need this quatrain.
Right, I do need this quatrain because we're actually now, scientists are doing the, what do they call that?
Like splicing?
Chimera?
Yeah, chimera.
Yeah, yeah, that's happening now. Like
it happened in, what was that movie?
Deep Blue Sea.
No, J-Law, that movie, Hunger Games. They had those, like, think about it, the Mockingjay was one of them. They didn't use a lot of them from the books. Because, you know, they were pretty fantastical, like, creations of...
All right, now look, if you guys are giving me shit about Twilight and this guy knows every single thing about the Hunger Games books and he doesn't get a fucking sparkly meme after the show, I'm going to be pissed.
Okay.
Go ahead, continue.
Well, let me just say this, that the Hunger Games were nothing like Twilight. They were fucking brutal. Yeah, that was a little dumb. They got really preachy, too.
Ever volunteers, that's tribute.
They got real preachy after the first one as well. Yeah. It took me forever to watch the last one because I was like, God damn it, there are no more Hunger Games. You know, they stopped doing the Hunger Games. The second one got interrupted, and that was it. Going on. What's your next Bullshit. I mean, quatrain.
Economic collapse, not surprisingly, natural catastrophes and wars won't be good for business. Thus, Nostradamus has seen total economic collapse for 2018.
I'd like to go ahead and on the books put in predictions for 2019, 2020, and 2021 of economic collapse.
Oh, if we're doing that, can I get a doomsday apocalypse for 2022, 2025, and 2028?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Okay, cool. As long as we're on the same page there. The world's going to end. It's like every 6 months, so. Anyway, so that's what I kind of had on those ones there. And then, so what else did you have here about Nostradamus? Nostradamus.
Let's see. Not much.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really just, I kind of feel like he's a fraud, man. Like, here, I wonder, so here's the thing. Did the guy make any money off of this? In his lifetime, did he
wrote that
profit
book.
From...
Did, he sold the so book. Did he profit? I don't know. I don't know his accountant.
If he stood to make any profit, I can't get behind him at all.
Well, he didn't do it for nothing. So one thing we could talk about Nostradamus was after he had a wife and a couple kids that died, and then he went on a walkabout throughout Spain, Italy.
He was gone 6 years or something, yeah?
It was a couple, 2 or 3 years. But he went walkabout and visited all these places in Europe. And one thing you got to know about the time of Nostradamus was it was a time of there was a lot of religious bullshit going on. There were sects of religions that were being formed, like different sects of Christianity.
Right.
And each one of these sects of Christianity thought that their way of thinking was the actual way, and every other way, all these other sects of Christianity were heresy. So there's religious bullshit going on across the land where everyone's a heretic if you don't follow this specific little bit of thing. So that's going on. You got civil war going on in that era. You got all kinds of bad stuff. You got plague still kicking around in that era.
Something that I was thinking about is that I'd never really realized like how dangerous it is to fucking be alive back then. So a walkabout could end your life. Yeah, it's not like walking to the store. I mean, you got...
He's 35 walking around.
Armies that could kill you, plagues that could kill you, wild fucking animals that could kill you. I mean, a human, once your shit could kill you.
Dungeons and Dragons is to believe there's wolves everywhere. Right.
There's,
so.
Yeah, you know there's fucking wolves all over the place. Crazy hybrid deers, big fucking moose antlers and shit. Never mind. Hey, what was that quatrain where Nostradamus reserved the right to be wrong?
No, there was one, though.
Yeah, so, like, there was one thing that we totally agreed with Nostradamus on.
I wish we'd written
on.
That down. Hey, it was, like, the
ahead.
Very last line.
Just Google it. Nostradamus reserves the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
He understands what we're trying to do here.
You know, I'm looking it up now.
we were real funny. He said something, and I was like, whoa, he's just like us.
I'm going to look up Nostradamus disclaimer.
Yeah, disclaimer.
Because that's pretty much what he did.
Yeah, yeah. Like, hey, if I'm wrong, I'm sorry. Remember, it was something, if it offends the royal king or some bullshit like that, remember what it was? If it was...
Yeah, my shit isn't going to be right for everybody or something like that.
Yeah. In other words, short story, Nostradamus says, I reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen.
That's pretty good. Oh, one thing I wanted to talk about was his predictions for the Antichrist. I found that real interesting. I watched a nice, like, hour-long video discussing more or less all of just his predictions on the Antichrist.
Right, right.
So most religions have the idea that there will be an Antichrist, but it's always been one. Like, you're going to have the one guy that comes along at the end that starts the war to end all wars, brings up Armageddon.
Right.
It's actually mostly in Christian-based religions. You don't see it in, like, Hindu and shit like that, so... What's interesting about...
Yeah, the peaceful religions don't really have an end of days.
Not like that. Nothing like the Judeo type of Christian end of days. But what's interesting about Nostradamus is that he went out on a limb and said there was going to be 3 Antichrists, each one worse than the last, and each one preparing the world for the next. So people have interpreted his text, like we said earlier, that Napoleon... The rise of Napoleon. People think he was the first Antichrist.
Right.
Killed thousands and thousands of people, was a dictator... But you know what's funny about that? Napoleon's actually looked upon in a pretty good light over in France. He was a liberator to a lot of those people. So most of the people I feel who say that Nostradamus predicted him as an Antichrist are trying to sell their own books. If you
you got your own angle.
The documentary I watched this morning had probably 10 different authors by, you know, hey, the truth of the future with Nostradamus Volume 1. You know what I mean? They're all trying to sell their book about how Nostradamus predicted this or that, and it's also very self-serving. And that's my problem with all these people saying Napoleon was easily predicted to be the first one. And then it's easy to predict that Hitler would have been one. I mean, Come on, look at what Hitler did.
If anybody was, I'll get behind it.
But
say
that
Hitler
said, there's a school of thought that people think that Hitler actually thought Napoleon was the first Antichrist, predicted by fucking Nostradamus. So one of the wives of one of his people brought that up, actually. That she was a fan of the occult, was familiar with Nostradamus' works, and brought that up. And Hitler actually kind of believed it as well, and saw himself, and others actually saw him as possibly the next type of Antichrist. Because Hitler was way into the occult, too. I mean, that's well known. That's documented shit. You've seen Hellboy.
Yeah.
So you've not seen Hellboy, have you?
No.
That's what that was about.
But his third Antichrist, I can't remember how the exact quatrain went, but it was something like that he'll rise from the east, bearing the mark of the beast with the turban on his head. It didn't say turban, but it donning a special thing on his head. And a lot of people were saying that was Osama bin Laden was the third Antichrist, which like doesn't compare, in my opinion, to Napoleon or
he doesn't have the power
or Hitler. Like, so yeah, you can't really put him on that same scale. If that's your scale for Antichrist,
regional.
Exactly. That's your scale for Antichrist.
That said though, the quatrains basically said that the guy would die, the third Antichrist would die and set it in motion. So
he would martyr.
Not really martyr. The dude would be dead, and what he had brought about would start the end of days. So maybe it did happen. Maybe the third Antichrist has come and gone, and we're just waiting for what he started to finish. I don't know. It's really a lot of interpretation.
Yeah, and that's what this is. It's like trying to read some old school writing by some dude from the 1500s, and I mean, you could pretty much make it sound anything like you want. I mean, I could say a quatrain about cows and dairy, and like, oh, he predicted McDonald's fucking cheeseburgers. Look right there. Look, he knew bread, yeast, says it in the quatrain.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean? And that's all this really is, in my opinion, is just.
Well, it's like anything that like this. You have to have not a want, but willingness to believe.
Yeah, you see what you want to see this there. You know what I mean?
It's the same way as that your horoscope lines up with what you want it to line up
yeah.
with.
Yeah, read my horoscope. You'll get money this week. And
fuck yeah. How many times
new opportunities
that ever paid off
will
for
arise.
How many times have new opportunities come up?
No, because it doesn't fucking. Well, new opportunity just come up.
So. Yeah, not often.
But it's not because I read it in the horoscope, though.
Right, you didn't have the horoscope that said that it was coming.
No, sure didn't.
So, I don't know.
What do you want to do? You want to call it?
Yep. Shortest episode in over a year and a half. Boom. In the books.
In the books. I'm with it.
What
are
we doing next week? You want to do a call-in show next week, maybe?
No, I want to do the Titanic conspiracy next week.
You want to do Titanic?
Titanic or Princess Diana, whichever one you would prefer.
Let's ask the group. Group?
Let's just ask live chat right now. Live chat. Let me get first five answers, most wins out of five. Best of five.
Titanic or Princess Di?
Yep.
I'm not really interested in either one of them.
Really? Oh, man, that Titanic conspiracy
but
is a good one.
I will give it the old college try to research
it. The Titanic one. I'll get the federal angle. You get the other ship angle.
Oh, the Olympia and all
mm-hmm.
that?
And I'll get the rich.
When did we talk about that? Was it all over the place?
Yeah, but it deserves its own show. I feel like a Titanic could be a really good show.
Fair enough.
I don't know.
There's one for Titanic. Wooter says Titanic. Tabitha B says Titanic.
Three. There it is. Titanic it is. Four Titanic.
Nobody gives a shit about Princess Di. Oh, Frank Reynolds does.
Frank, Shane Sleck wants us to do Hulu. He keeps talking about Hulu.
What the fuck with Hulu?
There's a good conspiracy there. He had a good post about it.
Oh, I did see
that.
Yeah, I did see that.
Anyway, okay, so rate the episode. I'm going to give it like a 5.
2. I started with a 3 at the beginning. I'm going to drop down to a 2.
A 2, yeah. Everybody wants that Titanic.
We're gonna get some good messages about how we need to get our shows. I'm talking about you, Corey Berger.
We love you. Corey Berger messaged us in the middle of the night, and he had a little bunch to drink. And I woke up in the middle of the night and seen it, and I was pretty tired. And I messaged him back like, anyway, it was good conversation there. So.
Yeah, he was giving us some shit about how
he's
short.
Like, hey,
what
guys,
show was it? It was like 2 or 3 shows ago.
Skinwalker Ranch. It was Skinwalker Ranch.
It was a short show.
It was the 38 minutes, and I'm like, bro. I couldn't just shove shit in there that didn't deserve to be in there. You know what I mean? Like, but anyways, we love you, Corey Berger.
Yeah, I was 39. This is going to be like 34.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all right, though.
Oh, well. So next week it is Titanic. We're going to do Titanic conspiracies.
Gee,
all of
thanks,
them.
Thanks, Rusty.
So I assume you're going to want to talk about how not Rockefeller, fucking Rothschild and Central Bank.
It is Rockefeller. You're right.
It is Rockefeller?
Yeah, Guggenheim,
J.P. Morgan.
John Astor, the Guggenheim. Yeah, so yeah, there's a lot of key players involved
J.P. Morgan,
in that.
Interesting that he'll be coming up because those conspiracy guys, one of our...
Just did one on him.
They just did an episode on him. If you guys are into J.P. Morgan and all, they just did about a 5-hour diatribe of God knows what talking about J.P. Morgan. So... Give that
Those
a
guys
listen.
Got the gift for gab, don't they?
I guess so.
Wow.
They got the gift for gab and they'll fucking talk. Oh, that's Scottish, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm fucking it up. Sorry, guys. I like them, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't really listen to it. I don't listen to a lot of podcasts, but...
Anyway, so yeah, I guess that's it for today. Thank you everybody for joining us. Thank you everybody for in the chat.
Join the group, Surreal Talk.
Join the group. Yeah.
What is it? Facebook.com/group/Surreal Talk group.
That's right. That's right.
Go to our website, SurrealTalkPodcast.com.
Vote in the poll.
SurrealTalkPodcast.com. Vote in the poll. Vote for Team Everett.
Or Team Eric.
Preferably Everett. What's the score? Let's do a live check. I haven't checked in days.
I'm up by one. Eric, hit us up and we'll make you guys some free decals of your logo. Oh no shit. Sweet, Seasider. Hit us up. Fuck yeah. Give me an email address and I will.
143, 142, you.
Me? Oh, I'm up by one in the poll. That's sweet.
Actually, I just voted. 143, 143.
Oh, it's tied.
Boom, we're tied again, finally. I think after last week's AI, I got a little bit of redemption. I did a pretty good job, I thought, last week.
Yeah. Last week was a good show. I was excited about it. Not a lot of other people were, though.
No Morgan guys? No JP Morgan? Or no none of my daughter? It's kind of...
Morgan, guys. No, he was just saying that hit us up and he'll make us some free decals and shit.
Oh, right on. Well, you know, decals are cool.
Yeah. I'm with it. All right, so.
That's it.
For Eric.
We're pushing it.
For Everett.
We're pushing it here.
This has been Surreal Talk.
Catch y'all next week.
Yes, you will. Titanic Conspiracy.
Check out lineupmedia.fm. Gotta say that bye.
Yeah, for sure. New Star Wars podcast coming up. I mean, it's still in development. Just an idea, but.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.